Hello, my bloodthirsty beer drinkers.
I'm already getting secondhand embarrassment.
It's the Beer Baroness here, coming to you live from Party Town, Florence.
Yep.
And with me is...
The Beer Baroness's associate, the Beer Brewha.
I thought she was going to have, like, a fake British accent like
Heck
I just
no.
had when I was trying to be Dracula, and it came across, like, really shitty British. Like, I don't think Dracula's British.
No, he's Romanian, isn't he? Transylvanian.
Transylvanian. Romanian something. Yeah, but she was getting a contact embarrassment.
I was getting secondhand embarrassment for when she started saying, like, I'm going to do a voice. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because we're in, like, the front of the store, and there's tables here, and everyone's having a beer, and people were probably looking at us right now, but I don't care about that.
No. Because
I've had some beer.
We've had a couple.
We have. We're here at Party Town in Florence, like I said before.
On Turfway.
And on Friday nights, they have beer tastings, apparently. And that is what we're here for this evening.
And they had I believe it was 6 different beers you could try for $10. And you get a Mash Cult glass as well. And after you've tried the different beers, then you can get your favorite one poured for you, a 9-ounce pour. And we both went for the same one.
We did go for the same beer, and it is, like she said, a 9-ounce pour, and for $10, and you get to try all of those beers, that's a freaking steal, people.
That is, and on top of that, the beer that we both chose was amazing.
Well, yes.
It's amazing still.
It is amazing. We're still drinking it. And, you know, since we did say in our last broadcast that, I don't know if you can call it a broadcast so much as a podcast, but it's something. People are hearing it on some kind of wave.
On some kind of social media platform or...
Something.
Broadcasting platform.
Right. So we did say we were going to do 13 beers of Halloween. So we were super stoked when we found out that Mash Cult had a brew here called Buried Alive.
Yes. And
scary, right?
It sounds like it would be a good Halloween beer or a good seasonal beer.
Right. And I love me some raspberry. I mean, I'm usually all about the raspberry. But I think Brewha and I could say right now what we're giving this beer.
That one is was it a 3? Is that the reading scale?
The three. Yes, yeah. And that's, do you remember what a 3 is?
Bud Light pour that shit down the drain.
Yes, we did not like that beer.
However, one of their other ones that they have, which is this their quote-unquote in-house beer, the Mash Cult?
Yes, this is, Mash Cult is Party Town's nano brewery, I think, if I'm saying it right, because they brew it here in Party Town.
And the one that we chose actually was a really good one. It's 12% ABV, so we're going to be feeling really good after this.
Because
we're going to be breathing fumes out. We're going to be able to light our breath on fire.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, the Raspberry Alive was 7% ABV.
Yeah.
And we had that, I guess it would be out of the tap, right? Because they were pouring it into pitchers and then pouring it into little, like, plastic cups. So
yeah. It
came from a tap. And
it was either on tap, like, in a keg, or it was on tap in a barrel, because they did have some that were in a barrel.
And I think that was another one of their beers, though, that was in the barrel.
Yes.
Yeah, the...
But they didn't know the ABV on that one. The ABV just had 3 question marks next to it.
It's like, get an Uber. That's what the ABV is on that one. Get an Uber.
Yeah.
So, so we both tried that Raspberry Alive, and it didn't... The smell... I didn't smell any raspberry notes whatsoever on that beer.
I could smell a very faint raspberry smell to it, but it was like an afterthought of a smell. And with that, I could actually taste a little bit of raspberry, but the thing was that it was the bitterness, I think, of the beer overrode any of the raspberry flavor that you had. Like, and another thing was that a lot of these beers that we had were also not cold.
Yes.
They were room temp.
And I'm wondering if that had anything to do with the raspberry in it, because even when I drink it, I honestly could not taste any of the raspberry in it, which really upset me because I wanted to like it so much because it's their in-home brew. I know who the guy is that brews it. I wanted to like it so much. And because it was a Halloween beer.
Exactly. It was going to be one of our 13 beers of Halloween.
Yes. And I mean, it still is, I guess you can say.
I mean,
but I was, and I love raspberry, and I want to be a brew hall to love raspberry too, because, you know, she's host of the show too, and I love it, and I wanted her to love raspberry, but it didn't make it.
That's actually the second raspberry beer that I've not liked, and the other was Braxton Brewery when they did like the Grater's mashup.
Oh yeah, not good.
The raspberry chocolate chip one.
Not good.
That one I did not like.
Save yourself some money, people, because that's expensive as well for six cans. Yeah. Also not good. But this one, we both rated it a three. Bud Light, flush that shit down the toilet. I would not buy that with anyone else's money. I mean, it wasn't free, I guess you could say. We did pay for it.
I'm going to say that the $10 went towards our glass and our fill-up.
Yes, I'm going to say that, too. Yes. But like she said, we did pick the same beer for our fill-up, which was a Mash Cult Brew, the Easy Kyle.
It was cherry, vanilla, and something else was in it too. We'll have to go back and check and see. Maybe we can put it in show notes if we have an option for show notes.
Yes, we could
put that
do
in
that.
There. Maybe take some pictures, and then that way we can maybe write up some show notes and say, here's the information for these beers that we've got that we tried. But yeah, we both were really hoping to like the raspberry to live, and it just was not working out. It was just the beer was a little on the warmer side. It was kind of more like room temp, and I'm wondering if maybe that made the flavor, because you said it tasted kind of flat.
I thought it tasted flat. To me, it did, yeah.
And I'm wondering maybe if it was because it was warm, maybe the flavors fell flat too, like, because the flavor tastes, or the tastes on a lot of different beers. Like, you know how I have my fear of warm beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, a beer has to be ice cold for me to enjoy it typically.
Well, what's funny is that when we went to get our fill of the Easy Kyle, the brewer told us he was actually a little upset that this was a little colder than what he wanted it, I guess. He said some of the carbonation wasn't going to be there because it was colder. But, I mean, we both like super cold beer. And, I mean, to me, I mean, this tastes fine. This tastes amazing.
This tastes like if you had a beer that had a love child with honey mead.
Yes, this. That is exactly what that tastes like.
It even is, it's a little syrupy almost.
Yeah.
It's got kind of like that honey syrupy flavor and that honey syrupy texture to it too.
But the fact that it's 12% ABV, like, I was really blown away. Oh yeah, we're going to have to walk around the store and get some more beers to drink at home because we're both driving, so...
So we're going to have to sober up a little bit walking through the aisles.
We're going to have to, like, buy a bag of pretzels and, like, tailgate out in the parking lot.
Just like we were going to do at Costco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is a Big Lots next door.
There is. That's true.
I don't know how long they're open till, but...
Well, we can go get us some snacks.
Or there's a Chinese buffet. Or I've got the rest of my sandwich out in my car.
You do. We ate dinner beforehand, and she's got half of a club out in her car.
Yes,
enough for two, I think. I mean, it was huge.
It was a big Dagwood sandwich.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, this one, this Easy Kyle from Mash Cult's very good. And while it's not one of the 13 beers of Halloween, we were hoping to try a pumpkin ale here tonight, but I don't see it on the dais here, do you?
I do not. They've got a bunch of screens up here at the front where there's a bunch of different taps, and they've got a lot of different... different beers on offer, but none of them, except for the Rheingeist Franz Oktoberfest, and then Angry Orchard Crisp Apple Cider, but I don't think that, I mean, an apple cider is not a beer.
No, it's not. It's juice.
Yeah.
It's adult juice. Yes.
Adult juice.
Capri Suns for adults.
Yes.
That comes in a bottle.
I mean, I wonder almost would grapefruit rosé, I mean, I don't know when they have, when does grapefruit get harvested? Could we consider that a harvest beer?
I don't think that we could.
Probably not. That's more summery.
That is. Now, and I know, you know, they have the Franz Oktoberfest. I liked it. Beer Brew Hot did not.
We both tried that independently, and she did like it, and I said that tasted like all the reasons that I don't like regular beer.
Right. And we're going to be going through trolling. That's a Halloween term, trolling. We're going to be trolling through the store here later and we're going to be getting some more beers for the 13 Beers of Halloween. So it looks like we've only gotten one down, and it's already the fourth.
Well, I mean, can we consider the Franz our first beer? Do we want to talk about the Franz, maybe?
We could talk about the Franz.
And then we can maybe discuss that as the second of our 13 Beers of Halloween.
Yes, we could, because we've both had it. So to start out, we both had it in a can, am I right?
We did, yes.
Yes, and the can, and I think I did. I talk about the can.
Maybe,
I think I did.
Maybe we did. Yeah.
Yes, and it's right here in front of me. It's a 5.6 ABV, so not bad. I want to say that I rated that I would buy it with someone else's money, and I'm still thinking I'm going to rate it that, because I'm probably, now that I've had it, I'm probably not going to go purchase it on my own.
Yeah, and I'm somebody that would not even, that was a 3 for me, pour that shit down the toilet, because I'm just somebody that does not like the dark stout type beers, although we did have a stout beer back there in the tasting that we were like, whoa, wait a minute, this is a stout? And I don't remember which one that was. We can check.
That one was one of the Mash Cult beers as well. It was a coffee and chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I forget what it was called, but yeah, it was coffee and chocolate.
Yes.
And it did have like that sweeter flavor to it. But yeah, you're right.
It was good.
Towards the end of it was where you tasted the stout portion of it.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, we definitely, I mean, if there's any beers that, you know, our listeners, like, again, the Instagram page, I haven't changed the name of it yet, but it's Beer Baroness Ash, which is BeerBaronESS, am I right?
Yes.
A-S-H. So right now, I'm gonna work on getting that changed over. And but if there's any beers you want us to review for the 13 Beers of Halloween, please please shoot me a message. Start following us on the Instagram page, and hit me or Beer Bruja up, letting us know what beer you want us to try, and we'll certainly try to hunt it down. And because we have that Untappd app, and then I have another app I'm going to share with Beer Bruja. It's actually called Tap Hunter.
Ooh.
And Tap Hunter, you can find beers like basically wherever you're at, and or you can find out if you can't get that beer where you're at. Like, I have a friend that likes the bubbles that you like.
Yes.
And she lives in Florida, but there's nowhere down there that she can purchase it, so
yeah. So I would think that for the Raspberry Alive, like I said, I'm gonna give it that a 3.
That's a hard 3.
That's a hard pass.
And that's hard to do, because this other one's so good.
Yeah,
but I mean, this other one's almost too sweet. So this is not for you.
No,
this is like
this goes straight for like everything that my palate loves.
Right.
Oh, this is right. It kind of tastes like a
It tastes like wine to me, to be honest with you.
Either a honey mead,
yeah,
or a plum wine.
Yeah,
which are different flavors.
Right.
I mean, there's like a weird mix between them.
There is, and I think that's a great way to describe that one. And I don't know if that's what they were going for, but that's definitely, they hit the nail on the head, or the head on the nail, or
nail on the head.
This is kind of, you know, getting me a little bit here.
12% ABV is catching up with you.
I'm getting the beer sweats over here. I'm glad that I'm married, because there's tons of dudes here, and you know, getting the beer sweats.
I'm okay, actually. I mean, it's warm, but I'm just not.
I'm just a sweataholic.
Maybe I think I've just passed that point where I care about sweating in public.
Right. Well, I was, and then
just pretend like you're at an outdoor concert.
I know. Where's the music?
Like you're at an Oktoberfest. Like you're at Oktoberfest the other weekend. When
I don't want to pretend that I'm there again.
Oh my God, that was so daggone hot.
It was hot, and I'm gonna be honest with you. That was frantic for me.
I mean, I was okay with it. There was a lot of people down there.
There was a lot of people.
Maybe if we had gotten there earlier in the day. Although if we'd gotten there earlier in the day, it would have been warmer.
It would have been, and you probably wouldn't have heard as good of music either.
No.
They need music here. They need to have some Halloween music. Yes. Playing some, like, you know, just some scary shit. I mean, it's October 4th, people.
I know. But, I mean, at least finally it cooled off here. So it's getting to the point where we can start to enjoy those fall and Halloween beers, because the temperatures finally dropped from, what was it, 93 yesterday?
Oh, yeah. It's like in the 70s now.
Yeah, it was a great change. I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. I think you need to come over, and we'll have a fire in my backyard once they release the burn ban in my county.
Yeah. Which is supposed to rain 4 times within the next week. So it's supposed to rain Sunday and Monday, and then I think Friday and Saturday.
And we could do flights. at each other's houses. We don't have to do like whole beers. That way we can do more 13 beers of Halloween.
Yeah, because that was one of the things we were talking about, is maybe we're going to have to start doing this on a weekly basis.
Definitely.
And that would be in order to make sure that we get the 13 beers of Halloween done.
Yes.
Because we're in a time crunch right now.
We are, and I believe that our next meeting, since we were really only able to do, well, we were counting Franz, so I guess we could say we're two down.
Yeah.
So I think we need to do four beers next time we meet up.
Okay. Do a flight.
Yeah.
Just do a flight there.
Yep. Four to five. Some places I've been, it's four. Some places I've been, it's five.
Well, this way we got six beers. So I mean, I think if you add them all up together, it would have equaled a flight. Yeah, they were pretty small amount.
Like right.
A little bit larger.
But enough.
Yeah, it was like a little bit larger than a shot glass amount.
Yeah.
But it was enough to be able to tell whether or not you liked it, which for those of you that live in the area, if you have the opportunity to come out here to Turfway and come here to Party Town and be able to do the not flights, but like the beer tastings, they have them, I think, every Friday.
I think
from 5:30 to 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I know for this one it was $10 and you get a glass.
Yeah, we got an awesome glass, so.
So now I've got two beer glasses.
Right. Where'd you get your other beer glass?
Right over there on that shelf.
Oh, okay.
I got an Urban Artifact glass.
Oh, I do love me some Urban Artifact.
So, so that'll be something that we can do here, hopefully coming up in the next week or so, is do another sampling of the 13 Beers of Halloween. And
maybe
we can find some coming up here in the next couple minutes when we go through the store and try to find some more of the craft beers in the back refrigerated section.
Oh yeah, because I mean, we both really like our beers very cold, and if that makes us low brow, low grade beer drinkers, I mean, if that makes us the natty light of beer drinkers, then damn it, I can handle it too.
I'm a newbie. I'm allowed to.
That's right. Just like, I mean, I still drink wine cold.
I still got my training wheels on.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I think we've said about all we can say about what we've experienced
Raspberry
here.
Lime was our beer that we were really looking forward to, and unfortunately it did not work out for us. But you know what? We're not going to like every beer that we try.
We're not. And we're just trying to be honest with you, because I mean, that's what this podcast is all about. So people can listen and try things, or not have us try things and not try them, because they trust our opinions, and we're just trying to give it to you straight. Trying to lay it on Front Street for you people.
And I think also, like, if we bring some stuff to you and we can be honest about the stuff that we do like and we don't like, somebody else might listen to that and say, well, shit, a raspberry beer? That sounds amazing. Okay, let me write this down and let me make
right.
sure that I note down what they're talking about.
Right.
And maybe I'll go and try it myself. They said that they didn't like it, but then again, though, their tastes are different from mine. Like, mine's very sweet-oriented. And yours is more of a stout oriented, I think,
yes.
is what you were saying. Although we can both
yes.
agree on a lot of gozés.
Oh yeah, I do like me some gozés. But yeah, I mean, and if you know any breweries hear this and they want to, you know, sponsor us and send us some beers to try, you know, don't get butt hurt if we don't like the beers. I mean, I think that's going to be a lot of people.
Kind of along that same line, like you were talking about, like, you know, hey, don't get your feelings hurt about this.
Right.
There were like the Franz from Rheingeist. Did not like that one.
Yeah,
she didn't like it.
I did. She did.
But there are others within Rheingeist that I absolutely love.
Exactly. And you know, like tonight when we went back there, there's a local brewery here called Wooden Cask, and I'm normally not a fan because I've had several of their beers. Had one here tonight against my better judgment.
And you actually liked
it? And I actually didn't think it was too bad. It was like a gose pomegranate.
Was that the one that I was saying it had kind of like a floral taste to it?
Yeah, kind of a perfumey.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed, but it wasn't bad because
no,
it didn't have that. And I don't know if it's because it was like when you go into their brewery, if like that smell overtakes your entire body and the funk just can't leave your body. But I didn't taste that here.
No.
I didn't taste
it. It was actually really good. But it wasn't overpowering. The floral taste was not overpowering.
And
it was really good.
And I want to apologize if I sound like a Valley girl, because sometimes when I have had a little drink, I take on that persona. So
you started off Dracula and you
right.
ended up a Valley girl.
Right. So
you're just
know.
Changing costumes throughout the night.
Exactly. It is. It's Halloween. So you know you got to do it. I mean, we may get off here and go buy us a vape. I'm not sure. We probably won't. Because I just saw another news story about it, but we're standing by this humidor over here. And I mean, cigar sounds pretty damn good right now.
And I was also telling you about some elderberry wine, and I see some elderberry wine over there on the shelf, too.
Okay. Ooh, you'll have to show me what it looks like.
We're going to have to walk around for a bit first.
We are. Well, I think Beer Bruja and Beer Baroness are going to be out for the evening. Yeah. And cheers, darling.
Cheers.
No, I want the seltzer, but how much is the raspberry?